You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Have a great day.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia is reportedly carrying out airstrikes inside Syria today. The move comes not long after Vladimir Putin got approval from Russia's parliament to use military force abroad. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie tells Fox News that it's not good news for the U.S.
This is the beginning of Russia trying to replace America as the major power in the Middle East.
A top Kremlin aide says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad asked Russia for military assistance. The use of military force is said to apply only to air forces in Syria and not ground troops. What was once Tropical Storm Joaquin is now a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 hurricane has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Some weather models predict the storm will hit the East Coast, while others show it turning out to sea. Officials say no matter what the outcome, people living on the East Coast should prepare for heavy rain from Hurricane Joaquin. This is USA Headline News.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
A warning has been issued concerning a resurgence of widespread ethnic and religious fighting in a Central Africa republic. USA's John Clemens reports.
Dozens have been killed over the last few days following the outbreak of fighting in the capital, Bangui. Presidential elections were scheduled for October 18th, but with the recent reports of violence, they could be delayed. UN refugee official Leo Dobbs says the situation remains tense.
We fear that the violence that we're seeing in Bangui is a return to the dark days of late 2013 and 2014, when thousands were killed and tens of thousands had to flee their homes.
I'm John Clemens.
Tropical storm Joaquin is getting stronger and could soon become a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has maximum sustained winds of 64 miles per hour. Once the winds hit 74 miles per hour, it'll be classified as a hurricane. Flash flood watches have been issued for western North Carolina, but the jury is still out on the exact path of the storm. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot?
Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at shopyourway.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes!
You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal?
Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See shopyourway.com for details.
FEMA is encouraging families to have a plan in case of a disaster.
A family emergency communication plan is critical to making sure the entire household knows who to contact, how to reach each other, and where to meet up in an emergency.
Today is National Preparathon Day, And FEMA spokesman Tim Manning says families should take a few minutes to discuss an emergency plan with families. FEMA encourages carrying a card with emergency contact numbers, having an out-of-town contact in case of emergency, and signing up for local alerts and warnings. FEMA spokesman Tom Harbor says wildfires are a prime example of a common disaster, and families should do what they can to prepare for them.
Work with your community to reduce overgrown vegetation, create a family communication plan, clean out around your home, and have an evacuation plan in place.
If you or a loved one suffer a concussion, it's important to keep a close watch for symptoms of a more severe brain injury. Dr. Andrew Russman with the Cleveland Clinic says certain symptoms should send up a red flag.
Some of the worrisome things that make you think that something more than a concussion is going on are things like a severe, unrelenting headache, excessive drowsiness.
Dr. Russman says any bloody or clear discharge from the nose or ear, neck pain, fogginess, and dizziness are also cause for concern. Dr. Andrew Russman with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important to see a doctor immediately if you notice any of the warning signs.
All of these are very worrisome signs that should take us to the emergency department rather than having an office or outpatient evaluation.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Today's Modern Design is all about window treatments. We're going to talk everything about window treatments for your home, from simple blinds to Roman shades to solar shades to draperies to how to dress those not-so-easy areas to cover, like your sliding glass doors, French doors, what to do with skylights, everything to do with your home and window treatments for 2015. We're going to take a short commercial break, and I'll be back with Modern Design.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with Modern Design. Let's go ahead and take a look at today's weather, which doesn't look all that good, does it? It's currently telling me that it's mostly cloudy with 76 degrees. Tonight there's a 20 to 50% chance of slight showers and then, heavier showers during the later evening with a high of 76. Tonight, chance of showers, low 55. Thursday, there's a 70% likelihood of showers, rain likely all day with a high of 58 degrees. So a big change in temperature from the 70s to the 50s. Thursday night, 70% chance of rain likely with a low of 49. So the weather is really going to change from the 70s to the 50s. On Friday, there's a 90% chance of rain with a high of 56 degrees. Friday night, 90% chance of rain with a low of 50. And then it looks like Saturday, 70% chance of rain. Sunday, 60% chance of rain. And looks like we're going to have sort of a washout the next couple of days. Well, part of that is a good thing because it hasn't rained very much. I noticed some of the trees are starting to, the leaves are starting to fall off the trees, not necessarily because they're beautiful and it's time, but they're sort of drying out. And I notice a lot of our lawns are very dry, so we do need the rain. But it is not always fun to go through a period of rain. But what it is good for is an opportunity to improve your home. If you're listening to me for the first time, my name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the last 18 years. I own Maven Hill Designs right here in Flemington, New Jersey at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. We're in the former Lennox store, the Lennox store that was in Flemington, for those of you who remember when it was at that location. And we have a 2,500 square foot showroom with two prominent local artists who exhibit there. We do have beautiful furniture. Right now I have a gorgeous foyer table from Maitland Smith. We do have a lot of specialty candles, unusual items, gift items, decorative furniture, accessories, beautiful, unusual things. We're currently having a sale that will start tomorrow, Thursday, October 1st, for the first week of October. All our inventory should be 10 to 20% off. So it's a good time to come see me at Maven Hill Designs. And the store phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050. Well, today is all going to be about window treatments. Window treatments is something that I think confuses people a lot. And I've recently noticed sort of a change in window treatments themselves. I'm working with one customer in particular who spent quite a bit of money on custom window treatments about 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, window treatments were quite different than they are today. They were a lot more embellished. There was a lot more ornamentation to window treatments. In fact, the rule of thumb was the more ornamentation, the bigger the hardware, the more expensive they were. And unfortunately, times have changed and the exact opposite has happened. And people have spent, you know, window treatments can be, they're a big ticket item that can be quite costly. And what I'm doing most of the days this time is ripping down all those old window treatments and starting fresh, because we're really simplifying what's out there. But there's a lot of, when I say the word window treatments, most people are perplexed as to what I'm talking about. So I want to identify window treatments, under treatments, over treatments, drapes, shutter shades. I want to go through all the different products. And I do have calling in on this hour, hopefully, will be the gentleman who runs my workroom for Maven Hill Designs. His name is Ralph. And he's going to talk a little bit about window treatments and some of the things that he does for me at Maven Hill. So later in the hour, hopefully we'll have him on and talk about his expertise in window treatments. But when I talk about window treatments, I want to start with basic window treatments, or under treatments, if you will, starting with a bare window. So let's say you move into a new home and you have bare windows and you want to cover those windows. You know, let's actually start with that right then and there. A lot of people ask me, do I necessarily need a blind or a shade on a window just because there's a window there? And the answer to that question is absolutely not. You really don't. If the view you're facing is beautiful, if you don't have an issue with sun exposure, and it's not a private space like a bedroom or bathroom, it is perfectly acceptable to have a beautiful, clean window and not have a window treatment. That being said, a lot of people, I would say women in particular, but a lot of people have an issue with not having something on a window, not having a window be dressed. Also, older people, men and women, seem to be of the, I think, of the opinion that maybe somebody could be looking in. So I always have fun with that when I go to someone's home. But I think more and more with the younger generation, there's an appreciation of the simplicity of a beautiful window with a beautiful view. I would never, you know, a good room maybe to do no window treatments would be is if a family room. If you have a family room that's very casual and you have a beautiful big picture window, why would you want to cover it with anything? Okay, it looks like we're going to have to go to our first commercial break, and we'll be back with more on window treatments on Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I've been doing the show since January, and we've been bringing you a lot of local resources for you to go get the best of the best, where to go to get window treatments, where to go to get the best paint, where to go to get the best wallpaper, what's happening, what's new, what colors are in, what textures are in, what style, what you can do affordably to and comfortably to update your home. And before we went to our first commercial break, I was talking about window treatments. And again, when I say the word window treatments, there's a misnomer. Well, what do you mean by window treatments? What I mean by window treatments is how a window is dressed. Again, you start out, you build a home or you buy a home, and typically on the window there's nothing. The previous owners have taken their treatment, or you have a new home that has a fresh window on. And the question that I put out to you, my listeners, was is it a good idea ever to have some windows in your house that are not adorned with a treatment? Well, I have no problem with that. I've lived in about 5 or 6 different homes in my adult life, and most of them have been in more rural areas. I did have one house that was on quite a high hill, and I only looked at mountains. And I kept the most of the back of my house open with the windows, with no window treatments on the back of the house. And I absolutely loved it. I loved looking at the changing season, the deer. But when I would have guests, they would be very uncomfortable with that. Not that there was anything to, you know, that was going to look in, at you, but they were very uncomfortable with that. Particularly people of a certain age were very uncomfortable with that. So I think it's a personal decision. If you opt not to do any sort of to dress your window in any way, you want to consider a couple things. When you have light coming in, direct light, light can be very damaging. So at a minimum, I would probably make sure that you put some sort of a window tinting or a window film on the window so the UV exposure is less. And if you have hardwood floors or dark color rugs or bedding, that it doesn't get sun stained and faded, because that's number one issue. The number two issue, I would say, is, if you're talking about, again, bedrooms and bathrooms, no question about it. You want those spaces to have some sort of, at a minimum, a blind, a roller shade, or something basic on the windows. You also may want to do that in your kitchen. I know a lot of people come down in the morning and have a cup of coffee in their bathrobe. That might be another room where you'd want to have something on the windows. But you don't necessarily need to have something on your windows. More and more I'm seeing people keeping their windows very simple, open, beautiful view. That's why they've moved to the location. Not in every part of the house, but in certain spots. So that's what I'll say about no window treatments. The next thing is, you have a window, a new window, you move into a home. What are you going to do? Most people haven't made their decision or pre-purchased window treatments for the entire house. So one of the best solutions that I can say is you go to a home improvement store, a Lowe's, a Home Depot, a local hardware store, and you buy those temporary pleated shades. I don't know if you've seen them or not. They're a couple of dollars a piece. They're very inexpensive. They're typically white, and they're sort of an accordion style. And you can put them down. They're meant to be temporary, but they're actually relatively durable. And you put them down over your windows so that people, if you're house to house, people cannot see in. You have privacy when you're taking a shower or if you're in bed. So that's one of the first things that people do when they move into a new space, looking to see what they're going to do. Number one, for privacy. And then secondly, the second layer of a window treatment is the fashion. What's going to be in style? What's going to look good? So now that you're in your new space and you have temporary blinds on the window, what are some of the options for you for privacy and to control the sun and the elements? Well, the first and most common thing that people use on windows is a blind. And blinds have changed through the years. Many of us from the 80s remember the whole mini blinds craze, where that thin one-inch sort of metal blind that let in light was very popular. In later years, and to this day, we see a lot of a composite product, a wider, typically white, two-inch faux wood or melamine or plastic blind in the windows. Blinds are a good under-treatment in a window because they allow filtered light to come in, and you can have privacy, yet light always come in, as opposed to some other under-treatments in a window that are either all or nothing, either closed or not closed. But a blind is probably the most practical application you can have, because literally it can be down all the time, and just with the turn of a wand, you can create the amount of light that you want. Low maintenance, easy to clean, very economical. So probably I do blinds on people's windows more than anything else. The second type of treatment, under treatment for privacy, I would suggest that people use often, also very inexpensive, is a simple roller shade. You know, old-fashioned 1950s looking simple roller shades. If you're only going to have a shade on your window, you want to create something called a headrail, that's sort of a valance on top, so that when the roller shade is all the way up, you have the roll itself, which is not that attractive, is covered. I'm seeing more and more shades coming back now, roller shades, because they're becoming decorative, they're becoming different colors, they're becoming textured, and people are going for simpler, cleaner lines in their window treatments. You can pull down a roller shade and leave it halfway down. And if it's attractive, if it has texture to it and style to it, then, you know, it serves as a good window treatment. But the problem with a shade, it's either, you know, down or it's up. You don't get that control of filtered light and privacy as you will with a blind. But roller shades are very economical, and privacy and a good look. I recently did a house, a sunroom, in Maplewood, New Jersey, and my client opted for simple roller shades. But the company that I used, I believe it was Graber, had all different textures, and we did a beautiful textured shade that actually almost had a wicker look to it. And it was sort of a tan taupe-ish color, and it had little threads of a pale blue running through it, which tied into the woman's inlaid ceiling. She had a beadboard ceiling with a pale blue inlay. And so we did just a simple roller shade on 8 windows. It was very cost-effective. It did have a cassette on top so that when the shade was up, which is most of the time in a sunroom, it fell into the valance, so you didn't, you know, you had a nice finished edge. But when it was either halfway down for heat or all the way down for privacy, you had a beautiful, inexpensive treatment. So don't overlook shades. Roller shades are a good and inexpensive option. Also, now there's another shade out called solar shades, and they are also very good. Similar to a roller shade, a solar shade is also a shade, but it has perforations in it, and it allows light to filter through, but it does give you privacy. So I'm seeing a lot of solar shades done in a lot of different colors now. It is a stylish look as an under-treatment or a privacy treatment for your home. So blinds and shades are terrific under-treatments. The next thing I'm seeing out there still, but not to the degree of before, is shears. I remember, you know, in my parents' home growing up, one of the first things my mom put on the windows when we moved into our new house was shears on the window, simple white shears on a rod and on a U-rod, even well before the drapes were ever done, which were many years later, by the way. I'm not seeing as much with shears anymore, and I think it's because people are more and more going to a simpler window treatment. Shears often accompanied a second rod or a double rod that had very elaborate and expensive window treatments or top dressing draperies on the outside of them. So because they were more elaborate, they were more in style at the time, and people used shears throughout their space. It's not that you can't do shears anymore. Shears are still available, but they just seem a little bit passe, and often I would be more inclined to go with some sort of a blind or a shade before I would go to a shear as an under treatment. Another under treatment for privacy that I see people doing are Roman shades. Now, they could be used alone, or they could be used in conjunction with another treatment, some drapes or so on. I'm noticing more and more people are using drapes just to frame a window. They're not the width of the window. I would say even just 20 years ago, we were seeing a lot more traverse rods. That is, that when drapes were made, they had that cord that you could pull to close them in privacy, and drapes were functional. But these days, I'm making drapes that are 50-inch widths, drapes that are just framing the window, and it's the under-treatment, it's the blind, it's the shade that's giving the privacy. Okay, well, it looks like we're coming up to news, so I'm going to go and do that and take some breaks, and we'll be back with Modern Design, and hopefully we'll have Ralph from my workroom when I get back. All right, let's go to news.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is putting his feud with Fox News behind him. The outspoken real estate mogul appeared on the O'Reilly Factor and said he's not worried about appearing nice to his opponents.
It's not going to be a question of nice. I think I'm a nice person. I have great relationships. You know me well. I help people. I love people. But it's not going to be a question of that. It's going to be a question of competence, because people are tired of being pushed around by every country in the world.
Trump also continued to take shots at his rival Senator Marco Rubio, saying the Florida Republican has the worst voting record in the Senate, blasting him for being, quote, unbelievably weak on immigration.
And all of a sudden he attacks me about nothing, but really attacked me quite viciously, and I fought back. I told people that he has one of the worst voting records. He has the worst voting record in the Senate. He never shows up. I mean, he's not going in for votes, and that you can't do.
The Senate will vote today on a short-term government funding bill. The vote is scheduled just hours before the government runs out of money without congressional action. This is USA Headline News.
By now, you've heard the stories of how Ovation Cell Therapy helps you grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer, stops breakage, and restores healthier, shinier, and softer hair conditions, and does it safely, is non-toxic, and has no side effects. And you ask yourself, does it really work?
Ovation is unconditionally money-back guaranteed. It's that simple.
If your hair is weak, thin, or limp, if the healthy shine and luster is gone, if chemical treatments, heat styling, or stress makes your hair dry, brittle, and causes it to break off, if it just won't grow long enough, it's time to do something. And that something is Ovation Cell Therapy and the Ovation Hair Care Maximizing System.
Experience the proven results of thicker, stronger, longer hair in a safe, non-toxic, easy-to-use system guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter USA News for a special introductory discount. Grow thicker, stronger, longer hair. If it's time to do something for your hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter USA News for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Some iPhone owners are finding themselves with huge bills for data use after upgrading their iPhones to iOS 9. The reason is a feature called Wi-Fi Assist, which switches from Wi-Fi to the cellular network when it loses its Wi-Fi signal. Digital expert Kim Commando says that means all those apps you have open, like Facebook and email, stay active, eating up a lot of bandwidth for data.
One iPhone owner that we read about online claimed that he has 1 gig a month and that he ate up 3 gigs along the same time frame.
She says you can turn it off, but you have to go deep into the settings menu under cellular to do so. Turns out the more hours you're awake in the day, the more calories you're likely to consume. A study out of California used a food tracking app to find that people are, on average, consuming food and drinks over about 15 hours of their day. However, the study was found to be too small to draw any conclusions on whether or not it could contribute to weight loss. National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden is now tweeting and appears to be having fun doing it. Ironically, he's following just one other account, the NSA. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot?
Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at shopyourway.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes!
You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal?
Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See shopyourway.com for details.
Experts estimate that 40% of the developing world's food supply is wasted, much of it because cold storage is not available. USA's Russ Jones talked with the founder of a company that has developed a solution to water and food waste.
In business and in ministry, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth have been solving problems, leading by example, and training the next generation for decades. Al Hollingsworth, co-owner of Aldolano Corporation, has introduced the Solar Cold Box, a portable solar-powered cold storage mini warehouse that provides not only refrigeration and freezing capacity, but also water and ice production, powered completely by off-grid renewable auxiliary power.
It's been a burden in my heart being a African-American, you know, and have traveled particularly to Asian and African countries. What if this could be different? What would it mean to the starving people that I participate in, my wife and I participate in sending food and support to and have done so for years? What if they had their own ability to be self-sufficient? That's what began the journey.
Aldolano will host a training seminar October 5th through the 8th at the Al Hattie Christian Resort and Retreat Center in Palm Springs, California. I'm Russ Jones.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
We are back with more of Modern Design. Looks like that Ralph is tied up, but I do have a guest on the line. Let me see if I can pull him up on my mic. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, terrific. Our topic today is window treatments, and we're talking about just general knowledge of window treatments, under treatments, blinds and shades, and the comfort level that people have with blinds and shades and what their experience has been with them. Before we went to commercial break, I was saying to our listeners, in years past, a lot of under-treatments, that is to block light or privacy, were shears, but we're seeing less and less of shears these days, and people going to simpler window treatments, under-treatments for privacy, like blinds, the 2-inch blinds, or also shades, either roller shades, solar shades, or Roman shades as under-treatments.
Right.
That people are more comfortable with that. And I was wondering, from your perspective, when someone says window treatments, what do you generally think of and what's your comfort level with them?
Well, I know for myself, I've, we've cut back over the years on the amount of coverings we put on our windows because we've been wanting to have more light.
Natural light come through?
And I don't know if that's just part of getting older, but I just, we wanted to see more light come in the room. So
right.
I know years ago we used to have shears and things like that on the windows, but now we've kind of removed all of that and just made them very minimal.
Right. How do you feel about certain windows? We were talking in the previous segment about certain windows in houses, not necessarily bedrooms or bathrooms, but certain rooms, maybe the family room, maybe an eating area of a kitchen, having no window treatment whatsoever.
Yeah, well, the house we're in now, we don't have anything on our windows in our living room. No, the public room, dining
right.
room, kitchen,
right.
family room, things like that.
Right.
We do have a light blocking shade in our family room because we do watch a lot of television in that room, and we use that when we're watching the TV.
Right.
In the bedrooms, we just have blinds so that when we're in the room or we're sleeping, we're able to close the blinds and, you know, have that privacy.
Now, don't you find that blinds are probably the best application for a privacy treatment or an under treatment? Because you can, they're typically probably always down, right? People say they want, they have all these, they want down, up, you know, down or up features and stuff. My experience is that most people, once they have their blinds installed, have them down all the time, and they don't even change the wand too much to allow different levels of light, and they usually get it to a set amount and stay there, and typically they don't go up and down that much. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way we do it. We have them set so where it lets in some light, but not where people could, if they were walking by, look in.
And so there's, you know, so you have the level of privacy there, but you have filtered light come in. I always think it's a better option than a roller shade, because with a roller shade, often you're either all or nothing on it.
Right.
Whereas if you have a roller shade, pretty much it's down and there's no light coming in, or you know, or up all the way. So
right.
That's very good. What do you think about draperies and the perception of draperies today? Because I think there's a much different view of drapes before. I was saying in a previous segment today that in years past, I was making window treatments or drapes on a traverse rod, and the drapes were made actually to cover the entire window. And I would say in the last 5 to 7 years, most of the drapes that my workroom makes are only a 50-inch width, or a width just to frame the window. They're not even functional anymore. They're stationary. It's more of a look.
Right, because most of the time the drapes are in those, we talked about those public rooms.
Right.
So they're becoming more of a decoration. So
right.
We're actually hanging them out further.
Right.
On the wall, so they're not covering any of the windows, so it's letting as much light in as possible.
Exactly.
Still framing the window to make it look, finished.
Exactly. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, but people are hanging their draperies. They're using longer draperies now, and they're hanging them much higher, don't you think?
Yes, because it makes the rooms look, the ceiling look higher.
Exactly, exactly. Do you have any experience in your home? Do you have any areas of your home where you get quite a bit of sun coming through?
Yeah, that's the one part of the house that faces the south, so it gets sun all day long. And we worry about too much sunlight in the carpeting or the furniture having it fade. So,
and that can happen quite rooms. Yeah, that can happen quite quickly.
Right. So those are the rooms we have blinds in, and we have the blinds set where the light frames come in, but the sunlight's not directly coming in and hitting on the carpeting or furniture.
Right. Don't you think in general, window treatments in general have gotten much simpler, even in more elaborate homes? Even when you see a house that has panels done, they're very simple. There's not tiebacks. There's not ornamentation. The look is quite different, don't you think?
Yes, but I think that's just the style that's in right now. Everything is very simple and very basic.
Do you think that it will return to a more embellished look again, or do you think it's just, is it cyclical,
well,
or do you think
economy,
that times are just...
If the economy turns around, continues to turn around and get stronger, you know, you may see that, but I don't think it's going to go back to the way it was. It seems that every time it does go back to being a little bit on the ornate side, it's less than it was before.
I kind of agree with that. I think just because we're getting to an age where technology is a big deal, homes are just going to be just slightly more functional. Not that they're not going to be comfortable, but I think they're going to be a little bit more casual and a little bit more functional.
Yeah, definitely. And the newer homes today, they're putting a lot more windows in because the windows are becoming much more efficient.
Right.
More energy efficient. So
and UV protection.
Walls of windows and
right.
Bringing lots of light in. And the last thing people want to do after spending all that money having all these windows put in and start covering
them. It's covering them, right, exactly. You spend all the money for these beautiful
right.
windows, and they have...
And the newer windows are able to block out the ultraviolet light, so that's also a help when it comes to fading hardwood floors or furniture or fabric.
What about covering things like skylights? Do you have any skylights in your home?
Yes, we have skylights in the home. And
they could be both a blessing and a curse.
The older skylights didn't have that UV protection.
Right.
The newer ones do. So, you know, whether you put a shade on it or you have the window tinted or some sort of protection on it, but, you know, it's an untreated skylight can do a lot of damage. So you want to make sure that if you do have skylights, that you are protecting your floors, furniture, and fabric.
Particularly, against hardwood floors or furniture, because the sun is damaging. And you sort of one day it's you happen to go into a room maybe you don't use all the time, and you see that, you know, it didn't take long for a lot of damage to happen. So, all right. Well, I thank you for calling in and sharing with our listeners. And any last things you want to give to us about window treatments, things that you've noticed or what's worked for you?
Yeah, the best thing is just keep it simple, keep it fresh. And then have fun with it and change them out every once in a while.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be the root. I think people are still going to do custom draperies, but they're not going to be as elaborate. We're not going to see as much with these the high-end silks and all the right. embellishments. And then when people get tired of them, as they do with paint, they'd be able to change out their window treatments. And I think that's the future and definitely the key for it. Well, I thank you for tuning into Modern Design, and you have a good day.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we are back with Modern Design, and a caller called in and was telling us about his and his family's experience with window treatments. So, all right, we're about to go to some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We are back with Modern Design and talking with a caller who called in about his views on window treatments and what he's seeing with more clean lines and simpler window treatments, not so embellished. And I think we're kind of seeing that across the board, not only in window treatments, but also in furniture. In years past, people were buying heirloom quality pieces and passing them down. But in recent years, people have been saying to me that their children don't want their furniture. They'd rather do something more casual with the space. And there is this trend that I see for a while now, where things are getting more and more casual. And I don't think that's going away. I think the way people live is going to start to change a little bit. You know, it has in a lot of other aspects, restaurants, cruise ships. I think in the home, it's the same thing. I think it's going to become more and more casual. So I think we need to maybe change it up a little bit and change the way we do things and how we decorate our own home and make people feel comfortable. So before our caller called in, we were talking about under-treatments and basically summarizing that either a blind, a shade, a Roman shade, or a roller shade would probably be ideal as an under-treatment for privacy. The only other one that I didn't cover before we go on to finished treatments or top treatments would be shutters, if you were going to do some sort of a plantation shutter or a shutter as an under-treatment. Now, to tell you the truth, I really love the look of plantation shutters or shutters inside a home. They look very nice from the outside. They're inside mounted, so they fit into the window frame quite beautifully. And they often have the bars on them, so you can have the filtered light kind of like a blind, but they are incorporated in the architecture of the window. So they're sort of seamless looking. And if you have a beautiful paint color and then you have a crisp blind that's probably white or cream or off-white, and it ties in with the color of the trim, it's a really nice seamless look. And that could be accompanied by a top treatment or a decorative treatment or just by itself. It's kind of a nice look when you spend all the money to do a plantation shutter to leave it that way and just show the architecture. Realtors tell me that plantation shutters actually add value to a home, especially when they are inside mounted and the color of the trim. So that's another one. So, okay, I'd like to transition a little bit into the fashion, the fun stuff, the top treatments. And when I talk about top treatments or the outer layer of a window treatment, I'm talking about things like valances, cornices, drapery panels, and things of that nature. So I want to start with valances, probably the most common window treatment that we see out there. And there are a lot of inexpensive, ready-made valances out there that can be used with very simple hardware, inexpensive hardware, either a U-rod or an off-the-rack decorative rod from a big box store. They're fine, they're terrific, and they're probably your most inexpensive way of dressing a room. I highly recommend them. Even places like, believe it or not, Lowe's carries the Waverly brand, and they have some beautiful and even, you know, very up-to-date window treatments, very inexpensive, as well as other department and big box stores. JCPenney's is another one that has really well-priced off-the-rack valances that you can use in your home that will either coordinate with your bedding, pillows, or decor, and that's a very good solution to dress your window a little bit. The second type of top treatment or decorative treatment I'd like to talk about is a cornice. And that is a hard treatment. That's something that's typically made for you, part of custom, and it takes it to a different level. I really like using cornices as opposed to a simple soft valance because it shows craftsmanship. You can typically, these are made out of wood, and you would pick a form or a shape that you would like, typically that top a window. And I think it's very important when you dress a window and you go above it that you want to go tall above it because it gives the illusion that the window is taller and also the room is taller. So cornices do that. They show artistry, they show architecture. And when you have a cornice, typically it's a long, flat surface. So you want to pick a fabric that is quite beautiful, that has a pattern repeat, so that you get the feel of what the fabric is going to look like. And there are a myriad of different shapes you can do when you do a cornice or a hard treatment. You can do different shapes. You could put tails on it. You can put embellishments on it. You can do one material and self-welt it, or you can do an alternate type of welting. You can add grommets. You can add buttons. There's a million things that you can do with cornices, and they really make a room look finished, professional, and very dressed up. So if there is room in the budget, and there's, you know, they range the gap of costs from inexpensive to quite expensive, depending on who's doing the work and the type of fabric that you're going to use. But valances are a great way to lengthen your windows, to elongate your rooms, and to give you a nice finished look. And then finally, we have drapes to talk about, all types of drapery. And drapery, I will say, is now, was in the past, and will always be in style. Now, the look of drapery is going to change a lot and continue to evolve as it has through the decades. But draperies are what really makes a house look finished. They're the final adornment in a home. I don't think there's any home that I worked in that we don't at least have drapery panels in some of the rooms. Now, every room isn't made for draperies, and I always say, and it depends upon the application, how fancy and formal your house is, and so on. But I always say, when people ask me and we go into a fresh palette and we decide what's going to be a valance, what's going to be a cornice, and what's going to be a drape, I say typically the rooms that I like to use drapery are a living room if you have a formal living room, a dining room if you have a formal dining room, and a master bedroom, because those rooms have a little bit air of formality to them. Even if they're done casually, they're a little bit more formal, and I think they should be dressed with a drapery panel. As I said, in the past, we were making window treatments to be drapes to be quite large, and to be able to open and close them either with a wand or a traverse rod, so they would actually serve as extra, you know, protection and privacy. But in more recent years, especially with the rising costs of fabrics, and to, you know, to make panels, if you go custom, we're getting away from that, and we're typically making our panels in one increment, or one width of a 50-inch panel, which is a standard width, and then just doing them on either sides of the window to cover the casing of the window to make the window look larger. And, you know, that seems to suffice, because the under treatment, the blind, the shade, what have you, does the work that it needs to do. And then the drapery panel is just there to give fashion, beauty, or color. Sometimes we incorporate a valance or a cornice with drapes and do them together. You see that a lot. And that's also a very nice look and still very much in style. I will say that lines are very square and straight now, so I'm not seeing a lot of a treatment called a swag and jabot, where there's a lot of curves, or a handkerchief top. All those treatments seem to be coming a little passe. So if there is a valance or a cornice incorporated with drapes, they're usually very straight and very simple, and they coordinate with the drapery panels. Now, talking about drapery panels, again, a myriad of prices. There are beautiful drapery panels out there. You can go to pretty much any store that has decor for the home and find drapery panels. These days, draperies tend to be longer than they used to be. In fact, there was one of the standard sizes used to be 63 inches, where the drapery just sort of hung and didn't hit the floor. You rarely see them anymore. Typically, draperies are 84 inches minimum, and then bigger than that, 95, 96, 102, because what we're doing now is we're hanging the draperies much higher. We're hanging them just below the crown molding, if there's crown molding, or, you know, close to the ceiling line, so we're having a longer drape. And then we're having underneath, inside the window, inside mount, we're having the undertreatment. And that's sort of a very modern look, where you have hardware that goes across the top. You have a drapery panel on each end that's stationary, about a 50-inch width, and have that to just touch the bottom, and then underneath have an inside-mounted under-treatment. And that's the look I probably say I do almost 90% of the time. That's the treatment that I do. You don't have to go custom with that, or you certainly can go custom. You can do off the rack. I just ask people when they purchase off the rack to make sure that they have a steamer, or they take them to the dry cleaners and have them press, because a window treatment, a drapery panel, has to sort of set right. And make sure when you hang the drapery panel that you allow for the fibers of the fabric to grow a little bit and breathe, because over time through gravity, a window treatment will drop just a little bit, and you want it to. A perfect window treatment to me, a drape, is one that just hits the floor. I'd say about 10, 15 years ago, there was a thought that the more fabric you had on a window, the better it was, and they were doing something called puddling, where the window treatment, the drape, went on the floor, and that is just a disaster. It's if you have pets, it's a disaster. Children, it's a tripping hazard, and it just looks cluttered. When you have clean, tailored panels that just touch the floor, it's your best bet. It looks the nicest. It's the most practical, and that's what I would recommend. One of the stores that I deal with a lot that have what I would call sort of semi-custom or a better quality panel would be Country Curtains and they are all over the Northeast. But in our area in Chester, New Jersey, there's a beautiful Country Curtains in the Chester Mall there. And you can go in and you want to buy a higher quality panel that's lined and often interlined and has a good weight to it. That's a good resource that I use in my business when people don't have the budget to do custom. So, all right, well, that's about it. We talked a lot about window treatment today, and I hope I dispelled some of the myths out there. And I do ask you to join us this afternoon at 2. We do have our call-in show, Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, at 2 o'clock from 2 to 3. And our phone number this afternoon to call in is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Well, if you go out in between, make sure you bring an umbrella with you today, and I'll see you back here in studio at 2 o'clock. Thank you, and I'll see you too. Bye-bye.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is putting his feud with Fox News behind him. The outspoken real estate mogul appeared on the O'Reilly Factor and said he's not worried about appearing nice to his opponents.
It's not going to be a question of nice. I think I'm a nice person. I have great relationships. You know me well. I help people. I love people. But it's not going to be a question of that. It's going to be a question of competence, because people are tired of being pushed around by every country in the world.
Trump also continued to take shots at his rival Senator Marco Rubio, saying the Florida Republican has the worst vote record in the Senate, blasting him for being, quote, unbelievably weak on immigration.
And all of a sudden he attacks me about nothing, but really attacked me quite viciously. And I fought back. I told people that he has one of the worst voting records. He has the worst voting record in the Senate. He never shows up. I mean, he's not going in for votes, and that you can't do.
The Senate will vote today on a short-term government funding bill. The vote is scheduled just hours before the government runs out of money without congressional action. This is USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To gather information about the incident.
There weren't any other injuries reported to any other family members or persons that were inside the residence. We do know that investigators are speaking with them at this time, so we can try to find out the details of what happened inside.
Authorities went to the 100 block of Spur Ranch Avenue last night for a domestic incident that escalated once police arrived. Two officers were shot during an exchange of gunfire with a suspect. Lieutenant Tim Bedwell with the North Las Vegas Police Department says the officers are expected to be okay.
When I went in with the officers as they arrived here, I can tell you that UMC staff was right there on the spot to accept them.
A federal judge says a big publishing company does not own the rights to the song Happy Birthday to You. Warner Chappell Music says it owns